The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, powerhouse pairing, 10 to 2 every day.
On 670 The Score.
DJ, you know how social media works. There's a clip of you after an incompletion walking by the sideline circulating, and you seem to say something to Tyson Bagent, and people are trying to interpret exactly what you said out of frustration or what. Maybe it was just something else. Do you remember that? Have you seen that? And what did you say?
Yeah, I seen it. I was just saying, what did he see on the play? I was like, that was just it.
We live in interesting times when it comes to covering the NFL and the ever insatiable content maw, like the Sarlacc pit from Star Wars.
You could have just stopped after interesting times. Like, we just live in interesting times all the way around.
Which is what is it? It's a curse disguised as a blessing. May you live in interesting times.
Yes. And I always say social media is the best thing ever and it's the worst thing ever at the same doggone time. Because you can learn information so quickly, but you can also spread disinformation. What is the world? The a lie goes around the world before the truth can get its pants on or something like
Boots.
That?
Boots. Winston Churchill.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Winston.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that this has become for DJ Moore to answer, you could hear in his answer there, he's like, oh, I wasn't even thinking about it like that. But I kind of wonder if he went and watched it again after that interview.
Well, let's hear. Let's hear what he has to say. This is the full context to understand where he's coming from and how he is dealing with the frustrations they're feeling on offense.
I don't know. Pretty good, pretty bad at the same time. I really wasn't frustrated with the passing game. It was just like, we were just like one play away and we couldn't just get that one play to hit. And that's why I was really frustrated.
How hard is it to not get frustrated out there when things aren't working? And do you maybe not want to show it as much when you're dealing with a rookie quarterback like that?
Yeah, I shouldn't have shown as much, but it's still part of the game. You know, like I said, we was one play away from the game changing, and we just couldn't connect. Like, nobody on offense could connect with that one play or get the one play started to get us on track to go up. So, I mean, it's football. Everybody going to have their ups and downs and frustrations. So.
Now that you've had, like, 48 hours to digest it, what do you – is there a reason why you think that you guys couldn't connect on that one play?
I don't know. They was just dialing it up. So, it was, like, extremely difficult looks to see. Now, I'm not a lineman or a quarterback, so I could see the back end. I don't know what's going on with the front seven.
Why do you think you – why are you saying you showed too much frustration? It was frustrating.
Why? I mean – looking at it, like, I didn't think it was, but until you look at the TV and then it's like blown up and like, and I'm like, all right, that's enough. And then, you know, you could do some self evaluation. I say that it was too much.
So that's going to scare you away now from it?
No, it's not.
Your true self?
No, it's not. I just didn't know that it was like every chance the camera got, they caught that angle, like, I usually sit on the bench like that anyway, so I don't know what that's about. But
isn't that because you know, like when I started, how great this offense can be? Like,
yeah, and like I said, we were chasing that one play and we just couldn't get it. So I was like, bro, all right now, like we really need to somebody, anybody, get it going, and we just couldn't. So that was the real frustration.
How do you navigate? I mean, you're entitled to have frustration. You're entitled to not be pleased with how things go, but also you're a veteran. You've got a rookie quarterback. You want to try to keep things steady for him.
Yeah, you want to keep things steady because then you don't want him to get frustrated and just go out there and try to make a play, which he really didn't try to go out there and make a play. He was just being himself, and, I mean, that's all you can ask of
him. DJ, how do you channel that frustration? On the practice field and with Caleb behind the scenes to get things where you could make those plays?
I mean, the frustration didn't carry over. Like, once it hit 0-0, I was mad about the loss, but I'm not, like, frustrated. Like, it's just not going to carry on. Like, be like, hey, we need to do this, and this, and be frustrated if it doesn't go that way. I'm not that type of person. Once it was over, it was over.
my last thing on that, but did you feel the need to say something to after you saw the video, like, hey, Caleb, I wasn't that. I know it looked bad. Did you feel like the need to say something?
Depends on which one you're talking about. I mean, like, everybody just was making something out of it. I mean, people just at you, and it don't even be really, really nothing. And then none of the frustration was at anybody. Like I said, it was at, like, chasing the play. So, I mean, sorry to Caleb nationally. I don't know.
Good for him.
That last answer, though. Look. Turn your notifications off, everyone. Just turn your notifications off. Just turn your notifications off. If I cannot even imagine being a celebrity, a professional athlete, knowing how dumb, ignorant, seeking attention people are in 2024, doing it for the clout, trying to get something out of you. Just turn your notifications off.
Or somebody mad that they lost a dumb bet.
You know what, Dan? I used to troll people on Twitter. Like, that was my thing. When they troll me, I was like, oh, you want to troll me? I would troll them until they blocked me.
I know people who are truculent in that way and just have, like, Craig Calcaterra is one of those guys.
Okay.
Craig Calcaterra, who's been a guest on this show, a brilliant baseball writer. He writes the Cup of Coffee newsletter and sort of a Twitter friend of mine. And he just likes a fight. That's just how he rolls. Another guy is like that. You know Tim Graham from The Athletic in Buffalo?
I think I've read the name.
He's
but
a columnist. And
okay,
he's,
yeah.
He's another one of these guys. He doesn't just ignore. He likes it. And some people are like that. And I've tried to do that. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to win. They're like, what am I doing? I'm fighting with a sock puppet.
Yeah. Like, you know,
I am here on a street corner fighting with a sock puppet.
So, like, if that person, if you don't know that person in real life, that's one, right? And that person has, you know, no actual following, right? Why are you engaging?
It's so silly.
And so I used to do this because I'd be like, oh, you want to play? I got time. I'll play. And then, like, literally, the goal is if you're going to at me and come at me about anything, I'm gonna be like, I'm going to make this such an insufferable experience. Or
you think you don't like me now.
Yeah, like, block me. And once you block me, I feel like, yeah, exactly. Are you good now? Good, yeah.
Someone new in their media career, I just saw this week, the other day, Jason Kelce going back and forth with people on Twitter. And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, I guess he's got the time now. And it's not, and he wasn't even being, like, people.
Oh, no, he had some good constructive things that he was saying. Yeah.
So you saw this, yeah. And so it just made me think, like, dude, you're just starting on this. Like, are you really going to respond to everybody? It just made me think of when you said turn off the notifications. Jason Kelce popped into my mind.
Because it's like, you know how you have fight or flight? There's like three courses of action on social media. You can engage, you can block, or you can ignore.
Don't forget the best one.
What's that?
Mute.
Oh, the mute option is also.
Then you keep the follow.
Yeah, yeah. I do that on Instagram. I do, it's called, I forget what, there's another word, kind of like mute though. It's where someone follows you, because you got a lot of bots and stuff. So if someone follows me that I don't know, I hit this button. I cannot remember what it's called, but I'll look it up in a second. And what it does is they're still following you. They can still post on your stuff, but no one sees their comments. And it's
the equivalent of mute.
Yeah,
the equivalent of mute. I don't know if it means no one. It means mute just means you
can't
don't see
it. Yeah,
the
you can't see it. Other people can still see it.
So you can disappear somebody essentially, yes. But keep the follow.
You can literally, and it's
I don't even know how to use
it. It's
Instagram,
the greatest so. Instagram feature because people will just be out here doing dumb stuff and restrict. That's
restrict.
What it's strict. So you can restrict them and they'll think that they're commenting and trolling you and like, nah, bro, you just follow me and nobody sees what you're saying.
I like that feature very much. It's not as good as the feature that I wanted them to add.
Which is what?
Which is there's a button and you press it and then the other person's wiener explodes. So that it was going to take too much of an investment in resources to actually make that. Which is, and it's not necessarily incredibly violent, but it's just like, oh.
Where do you come up with this?
Like, oh, darn it. Oh, that wasn't supposed to happen.
You've been listening to too much Gwar. That's what this
boy.
Is.
This is going to be a rough day today. I need a paper towel.